Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. And we are your hosts. I am Just Misha Koya D.
Be embraced.
It's your boy Damani.
Happy to get that in for you.
It's all good.
And, as you may already know, we are the Gray Area. If you don't know already, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be about love, life, music, life.
She sped it up this time.
The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness. And stuff like that. So, if you haven't already, like, share, and subscribe. But let's get into this thing. What we talking about today?
So today, my question for you guys is... is it possible to separate the art from the artist? And if so, at what point do you separate the art from the artist?
Go ahead.
I don't know. It's like really, I want to say yes, but also like a lot of art is an imitation of life. So it's kind of hard, depending on what it is or who it is. It's kind of hard to, like, completely separate it. Especially if it's an imitation of their life. Like, I don't know. Because, like, even if you think of... if we take, like, Hotels, for example, right? So that piece, that album is literally an imitation of life. Like, the stories help to create the songs. At that point, but I mean, not all of the stories are Jasmine's stories. So in that case, you can kind of separate the art from the artist, but also like in the way that she sang the songs or even the way she interpreted the stories is, I don't know, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, again, if we're talking strict, I think it's a little weird. Because like, if you're just talking music, then it just depends, right? Because like, if you're talking about like a film director or somebody who makes like that kind of art, it is still like a imitation of life. So depending on what they do, who they are as a person, like that, it doesn't necessarily reflect what they created. Because like some people, like the guy who made, whoever made Hannibal Lecter, doesn't necessarily mean like he's like, that's what he's into. He just might have had a random idea. You know, but as far as the music, though, I think music is a little harder because a lot of people sing about their own life. And I think it is possible to separate the art from the artist. Do I think we should all the time? I think we could more often. Actually, I don't even know if we do.
I don't know. It depends. I feel like it depends on what type of life you live in. Like, I don't know. What's your thoughts before we get any deeper?
Trying to gather my thoughts. I had a couple of thoughts. One thought was, so if it's an artist, if we stay on music, and it's an artist, they use a stage name. It's not a real name. So you keep the art and anything bad they do with the stage. Actually, no, pardon me. You keep the art. Yeah, keep the art in. Mm. Yeah, keep the art with the stage name. But whatever they do,
as good.
Yeah, that's the real person. So you would keep the art with the stage name. So this can't, you can't cancel this. It's a great body of work right here. Mm. But you could can't, like, I don't want to hear anything from you going forward. But everything prior to my ignorance, everything prior to when I was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fair game,
but I feel like it's a little.
That was one of my thoughts.
Yeah, but no, that's a. I mean, that's a good one because I think. So where it gets kind of great, no pun intended, right? Is when does their art, like when did their real life bleed into their art, right? So if you're singing about something that you're actually doing, then there's no way for me to separate the art from the artist, because this is you.
Right.
right? So it's like I could, as much as I want to be like, nah, it's just.
But what if it's all? What if it's all a show? A part of what if everything, the music, the it's just a front that they putting up. This they're not really this person, but they gotta put on this act to be this, this, and this.
Well, it's a lot of artists that are like that, right? Where, or even just entertainers in general, where you'll see, like, if they're in front of a crowd, it's basically like performance mode. We talk about this all the time. So, like, what you're getting of them is might be the louder, more energetic version of themselves. Whereas when they're back home, they might be calmer, or they might be louder at home and calmer in person. Like, you don't know. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to, like, your music, it really depends on what you're doing. Because even though this facade or whatever this persona is that you've created, it might be different from who you are at home. If this persona is just an amplified version of a piece of who you are, then it is still who you are.
It's not you in totality, but...
but it's a piece of who you are.
And because depending on what you do outside of your art, again, if it's... depending on the severity of what you do outside of your art, I'm not going to be able to look at your art the same way knowing some of the stuff you've done outside of your art.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Makes sense.
But... it's also funny because I feel like we only have this conversation, especially with music, if the music is amazing. If the music is trash, we have no problem being like, brother, he trash, the music trash, let's throw this whole thing away. But if the music fire, do I gotta let go of, like, we can separate the art a little bit. Because, you know, his art is so great that I don't care that you was kicking dog. I don't care that she was doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's not the... Because you made this album, that soundtrack, that it was the soundtrack of my life. So I don't really care. But if it's trash, it's like, yeah.
Because it's like, if it's trash, then it's like, I wasn't listening to this anyway. So, like, I mean, this just added to the reasons why I don't listen to you. But if it's good, it'd be like, but this is really good. Because, like... regardless, art hits you in a certain way, especially like music. Like, it hits you in a certain way a lot of times, or a certain time in your life. Like you said, it becomes like the soundtrack of your life. Like, if it really speaks to you to your core because you're interpreting it in a different way, then, like, what they actually wrote about or what they meant by it, excuse me, especially since a lot of people be writing in metaphors anyways, you don't really be knowing if this is, like, a literal thing. So you be like, yeah, the sunshine was green. Yeah, that speaks to my life. And then, like, the sun really be green. And then you be like, ah. So, I mean, I feel like if their music is trashed, and it's like, I don't even gotta worry about what their lyrics meant. I don't care what your lyrics meant. But if it's good, then I'll be like, ah. Because then it's like you're letting go of your... do I let go of my memories that are attached to this? Like, you know, this was a part of my childhood and stuff.
Find a new soundtrack. That's what you said.
That's what I said. But, like, you know, as I was talking, you know, it started. You
must have foolish that sound. Find a new soundtrack.
I mean...
that's difficult.
It is difficult, yeah. But it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Nothing is impossible. But you're never going to be in that space... time, moment again. So, how are you going to find a new soundtrack for?
I'm sure it was other artists that you liked at that time.
But they weren't the soundtrack.
I know.
Like, this specific thing was the soundtrack for a reason. Yeah. The other people didn't make the cut because they wasn't at... yeah. It might have been good, but they wasn't speaking to me how...
I
needed to be spoken to.
And I feel that. I just also think it's easier for us to be like, nah, we should separate it, because, again, we're very far removed from
the individual.
Because the second, like, again, depending on what they do, the artist does something to somebody you know. Now it's, bro, I don't care what the song sounded like when I was in eighth grade, bro. I'm not rocking with you at all. Like, I don't know what you... It's like, what? You kicked my dog? Bro, I don't care what you, I don't care what you was doing before. Like, I don't ever want to hear nothing you was doing, because it was like, it's me personal. It's personal, right? But because it's not personal, it's like, well, I mean, he didn't do nothing to me, though. Like, yeah. And I feel you. And but the music, like, you know, like, I get it. If it come on, I don't really want to, I don't want to have people see me liking it, but, you know, I'm, might have to just humble my head,
tap the steering wheel.
Just, you know, just keep it moving. But I think that's something else. I think there's a level of, there's a few degrees of separation for most of us. And I think that's the reason why it's like, we can even have the conversation about separating the art from the artist, because there's a lot of terrible people that make great art, which is
That's the thing. And that's the thing. It's so many, like, artists just, like, that we deem as the greats and stuff like that, that they wasn't, like, the greatest people. Like, they was doing some messed up stuff.
But great art comes from toxic, damaging situations.
It doesn't always have to.
Yeah, it don't always have to. And also, like, just because you in a, like, you don't have to create the toxic, damaging situation.
You don't have to create it. Mm-hmm. But if you're in it, you just, it's like releasing. Like, it's on my chest. I got to get it off.
I get that.
You hear me? And then it's just like, boom, but metaphors.
But then at what point is it like, all right, at what point is the artist held accountable for the part, like the stuff that they do after they're out of the traumatic situation?
Right. All of it?
Or even while they're...
But...
So you don't think that not listening to their music or whatever, that doesn't count as holding them accountable?
Question one more time?
So, like, you said...
Elaborate on the question.
After they're...
Please.
I'll alkalize it for you. After they are out of whatever traumatic situation or whatever, you don't feel like you said that, okay, after they're out of a traumatic situation, you said that they should be held fully accountable for all of what they did. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you cutting off all of their music is holding them accountable?
It is, in a way. I feel like, this is just my personal opinion, it may change. First of all, I want to start by saying, I don't condone any negative
behavior. The setup for him, because it was like, I know you had, you know, somebody set it up, it's like, all right, before, you know, with all due respect, this, and then they be so disrespectful.
Entertainment. I don't condone any negative, foul actions, foul play, any toxicity that isn't tasteful. But what was the question one more time?
As a fan, do you feel like not listening to their music, do you feel like that's not holding them accountable?
Oh, all right. This is what I want to say. The music that is pertaining to the negative, distasteful actions, you know, cut that off. Because now I'm like aware, I'm like, oh, that's what you was talking about. You nasty man or gal.
So my but, thing is, okay, my bad.
You know, it'd be so, I do not control. Let's just keep it going. All right. You know, strictly music, some good songs out there.
So.
But. I do not condone any negative foul play. Yeah.
But you can still listen to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. And I remember my thought. That's how I put my hand out, but go ahead.
So you can still listen to certain stuff, like.
Can I?
Yeah, you can still listen to certain stuff knowing it's like, dang, I like this, but every time I hear you, I'm like,
certain people,
you be punting puppies. Like, how do I do?
Certain people,
like, I'm just using a random example.
Certain people, I just gotta turn it off. But other people, because I don't know this was happening. back then when these songs was out. So if I hear it, I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. But like one side of me is like, ooh, that's a, yeah, I like that. Like we was talking about earlier, like the Congo, that. I was like, ooh, ooh, he did something with that one. I don't think he was moving like this back then. But now, like one side of me be like, okay, yeah, that's fire. The other side of me be like, but if the allegations are true, I don't want to support these actions. So it's like, you know, I'm just trying to find some balance.
So my thing is, even though like some certain things like we may not have known about, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't happening. And that doesn't mean that the music that was happening at that time wasn't actually a reflection of what was happening. Even though you didn't know about it at that time, right? And I feel like that's where, I guess, the separating the art and the artist get tricky. Because even though you want to hold on to whatever childhood memories that you had, and I mean, I'm the same way. It's like, or they are good songs, you still just don't really know if this stuff is about whatever you just found out that they've been doing. Because you don't know how long they've been doing those things. Like, you don't know if they were been doing those things their entire life, their entire, like, adulthood, yeah, or their entire career. Like, we just don't know because we don't know these people.
Yeah. It's funny because my dad used to always say, he had different reasons, but he used to always say he used to love listening to music. He used to hate seeing artists. Cause as soon as he see the artist, he would say that they was like, are they always ugly? Or like, but just the understanding, like him being like, I enjoy the music so much, I don't want to know anything about the person outside of the music, because once I know something outside of the music, I can't listen to the music.
But for me, knowing the person makes the music more enjoyable. Like, I like people's music because I
like them. You
know, yeah, I like them as a person.
But I feel like that's just more so the way that things are now, because like back in the day, like the mystery of the person added more like attraction to who they are and to their music and stuff like that. Now everybody want to know everything about everybody. So that's part of the reason why it's like, oh, we're finding out these things now, but it's like we're in, it's like social media and technology has allowed it so that in these different industries, whether it's any type of entertainment, like we can see into these people's lives a little bit more, because we don't want to feel like we don't know you. We want to feel like you're our friend. And sometimes we be finding out a little too much.
But I feel like that makes it even worse, right? Because like, so you said, when you like the music, it makes you want to get to know the person more.
When you like the person,
when I like the person, the music is more enjoyable.
Shouldn't it make it worse? Because now, if I know that you as a person did stuff that's like super vile, it would probably make me want to vile. Yeah, it would probably make me want to listen to you less, because now it's like you as a person made me like the music more. So if you as a person are terrible, it's like, ah.
I don't
really
want to.
Yeah, like, so music. That's why I'm asking. So like, wouldn't you have a stronger feeling either way?
I mean, the people that I listen to now and feel like I know them in some sort of way, they're great people. They wouldn't do anything to harm anyone. You know, they're enlightened beings and they vibrate at a certain level. So this conversation, it doesn't.
Like, where was this going?
I tried to hold it in, man. I really did.
This conversation, it doesn't pertain to my Rolodex of artists these days. You know, this may be before technology was so advanced. You know, the mystery of who the person was, you know, I just got hooked on the music, and then when technology advanced, I, you know, found out all these gruesome things, and I was taken aback.
And then now what?
I was taken aback.
Now what?
Now I'm just lost.
Like, do you still listen to them, or is it?
Nah, I don't. It's just because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I can't support these actions. But the art is so great. Like, it's like, some of the art is amazing. Like, wow. But if I know this metaphor was talking about these things, now, me being the person I am, I can't unknow this stuff and listen to this, like, consciously listen to it and just be okay.
It's also like, when social media is giving more people a platform to come forward about these things, like on their own and stuff like that, whatever the situation may have been, so like, it's hard to, I don't know, it makes it even hard to separate things because it's like, I don't know how true it is, but if it is true, then like, this got me feeling some type of way, then I'm like, I'm iffy about if I should even listen to this, and I'm like, oh, the dots is connecting to these lyrics now. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, playing devil's advocate here. So,
I was devil's advocate.
I mean, you can be, but I just had a thought.
I was just asking.
Playing devil's advocate, right? So, is it really up to the fans to hold the person accountable, or is it up to like their, since the actions happen outside of music, they just happen to create music that was based around it, isn't it more like up to like real life, like the justice system, whatever, right?
I feel like the justice system is not meant to, it's not really meant to for us to see justice, and you could, if you leave it up to the justice system, nothing, justice won't be served. Like,
because
it's like, as long as they still got money, everything good.
Like, we live in a capitalistic society, so at the end of the day, whoever has the most money, a lot of times, that's either the trial is just going to be held out really, really long to the point where people start forgetting. Or they might pay the people off, they might just do a settlement or whatever. Like, you just don't know. So I think yes, okay, accountability, it should be up to the people that are in your life. Because it's not like, a lot of this stuff, it's not like people don't know that it's happening. Like, the people that are around you be knowing. Some people be aiding in it. Like, some people be enabling whatever behavior, and it might for some people be a matter of they got too powerful, they too scared to say no, so they're surrounded by yes men or yes women, however you want to put it, and like they're just letting them do whatever without letting them know, like, you know, this is kind of, you probably shouldn't be doing this, or like, this is crazy, like, you need to chill out. So I think because of the combination of that, like, clearly nobody's been holding you accountable, and like, our justice system really don't be for the people how they be trying to make it seem, especially not for black people. It's like the fans feel like somebody should hold you accountable, so it should be me.
So, all right, let's say perfect world, right, that the justice system does hold the artist accountable, then technically speaking, wouldn't all be right for, like, at least for the fans' sake. Like, you should still be able to listen to whoever you want to listen to, as long as the, like, because that happened in their real life, not in their art.
But
that's if you separate it.
That's why I was just saying, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't agree with none of this stuff.
See, that's why I have
to disclaimer.
None of that stuff. I'm just asking, in an ideal world.
Now you gotta die on this hill. Devil's advocate.
But
yeah, if you separate it, then technically, but people got their own morals, and it's like, once you hit a certain age or a certain, not even age, once you hit a certain level of awareness and consciousness, it's like, you can't condone
certain,
like, behavior. You can't just be ignorant, like, your whole life. Like, it's like stuff that you can't unsee stuff. Yeah. Basically, I was gonna say, can't unknow like the stuff that you the truth you can't unknow. Once you find out the truth, you can't unknow the truth. That's the thing.
I was gonna say after, because to be honest, after it's not ignorance anymore because you know. So then at that point, it's really just a choice. It's willful. Like you're just kind of going into it.
That's why they say ignorance is bliss. Because if you don't know, you keep listening to music, you keep supporting their art because you just don't know. But I mean, I feel like. Yeah, so it's hard to separate the two, and I feel like in that scenario that you provided, yes, technically, if you were able to, but like, yeah, if you have your own set of morals, I mean, not everybody has their own set of morals, and some people don't think that certain things are as important as others, so they're like, oh, yeah, he or she did that, but it's fine, you know. This person didn't do whatever. Like, they kicked the dog, but, like, they didn't,
they ain't killed the dog.
Yeah, they didn't kill the dog, or, like, they didn't kick the cat. You know, I support cats. Like, so, it's hard to say, but, I mean, and then if you're consciously listening to their words, you start to wonder, like, okay, is this what you meant by that? Or like, because I never knew what this line meant. Mm-hmm. But now it's starting to make a little bit of sense. So, I mean, it really depends on who you are and how you look at these things. Because are we naming names?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, question.
Oh, you got a question?
But you would name names.
I was just going to say, like, with the whole R. Kelly thing, it's just mad people still supporting him. And it's like, it's not even like they don't have proof of this stuff. Like, but go ahead with your question.
My question was, do you only not get a pass if you're in like the light, like the limelight? Because it's like, and it, like, people that's not in the culture, it's like, if they do stuff, it's just like, it could, like, just get thrown under the rug, or they could get a pass. Like, they have room to change or grow. Like, oh, I'm not that person anymore. But if you, like, in the light, it's like, you can't. It's a certain level of perfection that is put on.
So, I mean, celebrity, like,
celebrities, yeah.
I mean, I think it depends. I also think it's situational. I think it's based on what you did too. I think, but it just depends. I think how you move, because typically how you move after the allegations is kind of speaks more to whether or not people will kind of give you the room. But most people, they don't give the room to kind of like change after it, because it's like, so, some people do messed up stuff in regular life. Like, that's just like, that aren't celebrities. There's somebody down the street that's doing something.
But then they can go somewhere else and have a completely new life.
That is true. But they're fortunate enough to do that. They're fortunate enough to be able to be like, hey, I can just move and I can get away with this.
Okay. Another question. Hypothetical. If you a celebrity, you want to go?
I had something, but I don't want you to forget your point. It's like a side note, though. It's going to throw us off track a little bit.
Mine might too. So.
I was just going to say, that's what, like, people back in the day, like, really used to do that. Like, they used to have whole families, and whether they be beating they wives or whatever.
Mm, kicking a dog.
Kicking a dog. And literally just pick up and leave and start a whole new life and change their name and all of that stuff and just have a whole new identity, a new family.
I keep, that's the whole plot of The Harder They Fall.
I know. But still, like, just that's just so interesting. Like, but celebrities don't.
But the difference is, right, you can, if you're not a celebrity, right, you can just get up and move. But in the event that you get caught, like, you don't have millions of people that's going to support you.
Or millions of dollars
that you can afford. I mean, you might, but a lot of times, like, for the regular person, you're not going to have the money to be able to defend yourself the way a celebrity would to get it. Because most celebrities don't really end up going to jail for a lot of the stuff that, like, unless it's, like, super super egregious unless they just were stupid doing, like, they got caught. Like, really got caught. Like, no. And, but
or they'll go for, like, a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. And so, again, this I can terrible to say pros and cons, but there's pros and cons to both of them. So, you can, I think, for a regular person, we give a regular person more wiggle room to be like, hey, they changed. But for celebrities, it's a lot harder for us to see the change or feel like they change when they're still profiting off of the same kind of stuff. They're still doing everything. Their whole life still seems like it's moving in a positive direction despite the negative stuff.
New question, new theory. Celebrity do something crazy, wow. And then, you know, they have a change of heart. Like, they apologize. You know, they become an evangelist. Then what?
I don't think everybody's gonna forgive him. I think some people will. It just depends. Again, it just depends. Like, and some people, because I guess cancel culture in general, like, is, I think at the heart of it, what it is meant to hold people accountable. What I think it does is it doesn't give people the room to be like, hey, I changed.
But black people are the only people that get canceled. Like, everybody else get a second chance.
I agree.
I do not condone any negative, gruesome behavior. But this is just for conversational purposes only. You know, we have to see both sides to get a clear understanding of what's going on.
Action. I think you're right. I think black artists in general they suffer more from cancel culture. They have more to lose because I think black people are more willing to be like, hey, I'm not trying to listen to this person anymore. But everybody else is like, hey, I mean, he was terrible. I mean, so was this person. All right, well, who cares? Like, I think we're trying to hold our people accountable. Do I think we go overboard sometimes? Absolutely. Like sometimes it'll be like, oh, they're bringing up something that somebody said when they were 12, 15 years old, when they first had a MySpace, and then like the person's 30, and the person's like 35 now. We're like, why are we talking about this? Like, if you unearthed everything that somebody said over the course of their life, there's some wild stuff that people just say. So I think they mean well. I think we mean well in trying to cancel people, but I don't know if we always land the mark. Do you guys feel like it ever actually works?
Not really. Like,
unless you Daniel Caesar.
Yeah, except for with Daniel Caesar, like. But I think that was also because his last album wasn't that great.
Yeah. Huh? Nah, he had basically he's the only person I've ever seen. He told people to cancel him. And they actually canceled him.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, that's different. I didn't think that was gonna happen. But
it was like his last album I didn't like as much as the first album. He has said something.
He was trying to defend this girl, I can't remember what her name was, but he was trying to defend this white woman.
Cancel me.
It was something, it was like a race issue.
Damn, yeah.
That's tough. And it was also Daniel. Like
damn, I like the first Daniel. Album.
And I think it was something that happened in the U.S. and like he's Canadian and it's like, I forgot what he said.
No bueno.
I think the timing of how he did it, when he did it, and the fact that he ain't really released nothing good after that, it was kind of like, well, you kind of asked for it.
And that goes to my point. If the music ain't good enough after the allegations, it's like, the music ain't good. If the music that you make after it isn't good enough, we traded Daniel Caesar for Givia. That's all that would happen. You want us to cancel you?
This is your king?
Pick and pop. We just...
But ooh. So I guess you're right. I ain't really think about that. But yeah, Daniel Caesar. But I mean, hopefully he come out with another album and it's good.
Dang.
That's the only time we can let go of people. And granted,
if the art isn't good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say you get canceled, that's like a second chance. The only way you get a second chance is if your art isn't good.
What?
You saying you can have the option to like
move? Yeah, you can move somewhere else.
But like, most people don't want to do that. They want to continue with their career.
I mean, they could start over, a new genre. Pick up painting.
New medium.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Cancel culture is, first of all, it's fairly new.
But you have to be a savage. Nah, you don't. I lied. Continue. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So what?
Nah, never mind.
Oh, okay. Nah, but like, it's, I don't know. It's weird because I do think for some things we go overboard. I think sometimes when people are trying to cancel people, it'd be like, all right, y'all doing the most. But then when other times, it'd be like, y'all didn't do enough.
Mm.
Like, y'all just kind of let this slide. And I don't know. And then also, it'd be people that be getting canceled that I don't necessarily listen to or pay attention to. So it'd be like, there you go.
Yeah, like Daniel Caesar. I ain't listening. I ain't even know he asked to be canceled.
Because the music after the first album was mid.
The first album was fine.
Like, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't amazing. Yeah. If he would have dropped an amazing project, people probably would have been like, you know what?
He just playing.
I'm gonna let it rock. I'm gonna let it rock. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not gonna play this loud.
They were like, he not from here. Like, he ain't really know. So yeah. We're just gonna let him rock. But yeah, I mean, that's why I don't see. That's the thing too. I don't consider myself as canceling him. I just wasn't necessarily a fan of the second album, so I just listened to other stuff.
As soon as your art isn't good, you're easily forgotten. That's what I'm getting here.
I mean, that's why people be pressed to put out more like,
stuff. You're only as good as the last thing. That's how people treat it. I mean, that's like, especially with how many people make the same kind of art. Like, we look at, the reason why you can find a million and one of the same kind of people that make the same music is everybody's replaceable right now. So it's like, if you have an artist, like, there's only one Beyonce, right? So it's like, it's harder for you to find another Beyonce. But right now, there's a million and one people who are trying to sound like Rod Wave, right? But you only have one Rod Wave. But like, if you're not making music to the caliber where it's like, we can't get this anywhere else, then it's like, you know, if I can't get this anywhere else, I'm gonna just deal with who I got, because I know he bad, but
I could.
That's how we treat it, which is terrible to say. But it's like, I can't forget you. You the only you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be the only you. Like,
you should be, but a lot of people aren't, and that's the reason why. Especially for the smaller acts, it's like, if you're not you, if you're not really doing something that's unforgettable, if you're not being you, then
if you're not being Breeze. Sorry. Or just me, Shakur. Who is Damani? Sorry.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, but I wonder if that's why, I guess, cancel culture came about, like, because there's so many of the same type of
stuff. So why don't they cancel the people that's trying to be, like, main person? Like,
because a lot of them are the people who are trying to be like the main person.
You almost lost me.
Nah, but a lot of them are like people who are looking to emulate those other people or whatever. Like, a lot of people, even if you think of it like this, a lot of people who are leading cancel culture, I don't even know what that looks like, but they might be trying to be the tastemakers, right? They might be trying to be like whoever the tastemakers are of like our generation or like of the generation before us and stuff like that. Like, they're trying to be those people. Like, they're trying to set the precedence and trying to, precedence. What is it? They call them like Toastmasters or something like that. But like,
you doing your thing.
But like, they're trying to be those people who set the precedence of what is cool, what's not cool, like what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. This is what's in. This is what's out.
Influencer,
like,
if you would.
Had to put it in language.
If you would.
Yeah, like working to be that, even if they feel that they aren't. And I mean, not all of them are like that, but I just feel, because I don't think that we are necessarily like a part of that movement. I feel like that's like Gen Z, like right below us, like we partake from time to time, but like
right after us. We don't think anyone is above or below us, you know. We don't want to offend anybody, but Lord. You know, we have morals and standards. And
yeah. Anyways, we just don't necessarily be paying attention that much to be trying to be out here cancel everybody.
And that's why I said I think it's their heart is in the right place.
Right.
Like, I think it's like it means well, because if I'm listening to something, or if I see, again, if we're just talking about the example of somebody down the street, if somebody down the street, he a fire painter, but he beats his wife, I'm not going to support you because I know that you beat your wife. So,
right. I'm trying to get your wife out of
there. Exactly.
It.
And it's like,
I'm trying to get your wife out of there. No.
Oh, no. I'm trying to help her.
But, yeah, so I think it's, the intentions are good, but I think it gets hazy because, one, you don't give people enough room to kind of like grow, and then two, we only cancel people if we feel like they have if they're getting a certain amount of money, if they're like a certain kind of caliber artist, because like, oh, I mean, he terrible because he making millions.
You know,
why don't we just give people help?
That'd be the thing too. A lot of times, like, yes, accountability as far as whether it be jail time or whatever is necessary, but a lot of times these people really need help.
Yeah.
Like, if we
found a solution, guys.
If it could be like with cancel culture or whatever, like we sign a petition for them to, I don't want to say a psychiatric ward, but like for them to like go to some type of like rehabilitation, like whether it be like with a psychiatrist, psychologist or whatever. Like, I know a lot of places, well, I don't know a lot, but I have seen in Sweden what they do is they don't have like a regular, like they don't send like addicts to jail. Right. They have like a whole rehabilitation center that they send them to, because me just sending you to jail is not actually helping the actual problem. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, and I mean, here
they care about their people,
right? Mm-hmm. They do care about their people, and they want you to be better when you come out into society. But here, the prison system is a multi-billion-dollar business, so like, the more people that they have in there, they're like, you know, we just want to send you to jail. And it's the norm. So, like, regular people are just like, nah, they need to go to jail. They need to go to jail. And some of them do, but they also need to, in conjunction with that, if they do go to jail, need to have some type of rehabilitation or, like, some type of psychological something that's actually helping them. Some treatment plan.
I mean, but you can't force people to want to get help. People be needing help.
Like,
they do.
Right.
Like, if you sit down and just talk to them, they be.
Yeah. But I think that goes to how we paint a lot of the people. I think we paint them like, it's like, oh, this person is a straight monster. This person is the worst person. It's the filth of the earth.
I feel like a lot of stuff that people be doing be cries out for help. Like, a lot of people aren't able to communicate, I need help, or the pride or ego is too big that they can't say or can't come out and say, I need help. So a lot of acts be like cries for help, but it's just like,
yeah. Okay, so then whose job is it to help them then?
I mean, like, first of all, they should be trying to help themselves.
Yeah, they should be trying to help
themselves. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's like, well, the people that's around them should be the ones like, hey, yo, you wild. Like, you need to,
But the thing with that is, a lot of times, like, the more money you have, like, if somebody tells you wildin', like, you're fine.
Like, what do you mean? And then it's like, what do you do, especially if you're the person, like, you're the person that's making the millions, right? What do you do in the event that your bad behavior is what's helping you make millions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's like...
That'd be happening here a lot.
It's just, like, a lot of the stuff, like, I'll use Kanye for example, right? Some of the stuff that he's doing, I don't agree with, but, like, who can tell him certain stuff when he, a lot of his bad behavior, he's richer than he's ever been in his life, right?
And so it's some, like, of the stuff he couldn't get as far as he was until the bad behavior.
Yeah, so it's like, but you're being rewarded for the bad behavior. So
but
how
if
do you,
you
correct?
Watch, if you're watching, if you're from the outside looking in, you're literally watching people lose themselves. Like,
mm-hmm.
like some people, it's not even a person inside of there no more. Like,
yeah. But again, you're also, you're talking about from the outside looking in.
So at this point, it's like, I have all of this money and rich. I can have whatever I want, but I lost myself. Like Nipsey said in the interview, he was like, he read something that said, would you rather...
I think it's like, what is
it
profit
a man to gain the
world
and lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
But again, some people, especially how we talk, about us getting money, like, you get money to a certain extent, and then it's like, all right, but like, you've never been in my position, you never had millions, you never had to make these decisions, so how am I taking your advice when you haven't even stepped, you don't even know how I got it?
But that's the thing, money is going to be here regardless.
It
like,
is.
They just sent $13.8 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Money is here regardless. So it's something deeper that, like, it's something, like, everybody don't have money, but everybody don't have the money to Kanye's level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something, like, they're rich inside that they can really help.
But
anybody, like,
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Because just
maybe.
Like we had said, how responsible are the fans for holding them accountable? Like, if you don't want, if I'm your friend, right? Like, you're the celebrity, you wild, and like, I tell you, like, you know, I really think you should see somebody, like, you need help, whatever, this behavior isn't good. It's also like, how
accountable can you really hold?
How big is my responsibility, the weight of my responsibility as a friend? Like, how much responsibility do I have to actually hold you accountable? Because if I'm watching you lose yourself, I might be losing myself as well. I might be right there with you, or I might just not know how to, like, reach you anymore to even try to convince you or tell you. Like, you might not listen to me, even though I'm somebody that you grew up with or you kept around you to try to keep you grounded or whatever. But if you lost yourself, then does it become my responsibility to then bring you back to reality and tell you that you need help? I'm just playing devil's advocate, guys.
Yeah,
processing,
processing. Yeah, because it's tough. Like, I think all of it's tough because, and again, I'm trying to not give the person who's wilding the benefit of the doubt, but you have to some degree, because even if we're not talking about money, right? Let's say you're a computer science guy, right? And you're like, I have to make this huge decision about something. Let me go talk to my mom, who has no idea what I'm doing. She gives you some advice. You're like, listen, you don't even know what I'm talking, like, you don't know the nuances, you don't know what you're talking about. I've done all of this stuff, and I've gotten to this point in my career doing the stuff that I've been doing. I came to you for your advice, or maybe you came to me because you saw I was wilding. So it's like,
So if they come to you, a lot of people be going to people, they don't really be wanting advice, they just wanting to complain and just vent.
Mm.
So it's like, at the end of the day, you have to take accountability for your actions. Like, you have to take accountability for yourself and your actions and whatever is going on. But
so then it's not up to...
It's not up to the people, but it's like, I don't know.
So then what if they choose not to take accountability?
Then, sorry.
Because it's like, you can't really force them to get help.
You can't force them to get help, but it's like, somebody could help.
somebody should.
Somebody is able to help you, and I just want everybody to get the help.
Yeah, I would love it, but I don't know.
And then you have all the resources in the world to get help. A lot of people won't even, like, it's people out there that can help you that don't even want nothing. They just want to help you.
But it's also still a lot of stigma around getting help. Like, there's a lot of stigma around that, especially in the Black community. So even though I have all this money, I've been around all these, like, you know, white people or whatever, and, like, I may have lost myself, I may recognize that I do need help. But if I'm still, I haven't, I guess, reconciled with that fact that, oh, I need to actually see a psychiatrist instead of just praying or I just need to keep these people around me and then I'll be good. It's like, nah, like, if it's still a stigma around it and I feel like it's going to make me look bad, especially already being in the limelight, then it's like, nah, I'm not going to do that, because then they're going to think I'm crazy, da-da-da, because a lot of times...
Yeah, that's what they label. They label Kanye crazy. Right,
and then it's like, okay, you found out he's bipolar, so, like, that's a whole different thing. There's a lot of people that's bipolar, but they have to get the whatever help that they need in order to learn to balance their emotions and stuff. But if it's still so stigmatized, like, a lot of, like... More people in our generation is starting to become a little bit more normalized, but it's still stigmatized for a lot of people at a lot of different ages, depending on where you are, depending on, like, who your family is, how they see things, and if you think exactly like them. Like, so just knowing that and feeling that way, well, if I'm already in a spotlight, I already feel like I'm being scrutinized, I then do not want to be looked at as being crazy. So why am I about to go to get help? And it's like...
Yeah, and you got to worry about... It's not even just... It's like, all right, you're trying to get help. You're trying to get the right help. Because then it's like... Mm-hmm. Especially when you're like, all right, like, there's people that want to help you. There's also people that do not have your best interest in mind at all. So it's like, especially when you're talking about the kind of money that Kanye got. It's like, there's people that's like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. He's vulnerable. Psst, let's get some of it, because he's not in his right mind. Let's just get some of the money away. So it's like, on top of you being in a scenario where it's like you're benefiting from your bad behavior, you may know you want help, but you also have people who don't have your best interest at heart. It's like, now you're on top of that, you have to be accountable enough to be like, you know what? I'm wilding. Right. Like, I made more money than I've ever made in my life, but I gotta change something about my behavior.
Okay, so at what point do you take accountability yourself and start doing, like, personal work?
That's up to the person, because, like, some people don't get to the point where they realize that whatever they're doing is toxic, or whatever they're doing is detrimental to who they are, or whatever. Or they simply recognize it, but they don't want to take accountability. Because a lot of people, if you don't take accountability or you don't want to, you don't want to face the fact that, you know, your life is like the sum total of your own decisions. You're like, oh, well, this was somebody else's fault. This was their fault. This was that fault. Like, I know this happened, but it actually, you know, if they wasn't there doing that, or if this wouldn't have happened 17 years ago, then I never would have, blah, blah, blah. And... while that may be, you know, there may be some accuracy to it, you still have to recognize the common denominator in each of those situations is you, right? And that you have to realize, like, okay, well, maybe I do need to get help. But, like, not everybody wants to get help, even if they recognize that they need help. Not everybody, like, feels that it's necessary. Some people feel like, well, I've been doing great this long, so why am I about to stop the train from rolling now?
Yeah.
Some people might feel like it's going to make them not be as successful. Like, you just don't know. Because a lot of times with music, we talk about this all the time. Music, a lot of good music comes from very dark places.
Didn't I say that? You
did.
Yeah.
You did.
I said we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, but I was saying it doesn't have to. Because we're like, oh, the pain comes from... You don't have to be a terrible person to make great music.
Right.
You know, it just so happens that a lot of terrible people also make great music, which is terrible, but... That's just what it is, but
or even like a lot of people who have been through like great traumas make really good music too, And it's like, so then you're like, okay, well, if I deal with my trauma, then what is my music going to sound like?
But then even with that, how much success is too much success? Actually, I don't even think it's a such thing as too much success. But some people have, I don't know, I feel like you... People need help.
Give them some help, man. But that's I think that should be part of
with anything, mental health should be
the priority
part of everything. Like,
but I mean, even with that, that's so difficult too. Because
like,
even
like. I feel like you should have somebody on your staff, on your team that can help you. Like, you know, you entering this life, this world where anything can happen. I feel like it should be somebody around you that could, hey, yo, things not going how they are.
Well, that's why some people get life coaches. Because a life coach, they're not a psychologist, but they'll help you to stay on track towards your goals. So some people would rather get like a life coach than to see a psychologist. But even with either of those, you have to find the right person, right? You got to find, and some people don't want to take the time to sit down with however many people, whether it be just one person or it might be 20 people, to figure out who will be the best fit for them to, whether it be on their team as like a resident psychologist or life coach, or to just, I guess, just to see them every once in a while. Some people don't want to go through that.
I just got an idea.
You want to tell us later?
But I do understand your point, at least in terms of, like, how much is too much, because I think any time where you risk the giving too much of yourself to the point where you can't, it's not sustainable anymore, I think that's too much. So, like, especially how we live now, where with social media and that, like, where you're giving access to everything, where it's like, when you don't keep anything for yourself, it's not sustainable anymore. Because you can't give everybody everything, because you won't have anything for you.
I don't want to, like, for me, I find comfort in being able to go places by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless how big I am, how many people know me, I enjoy going places by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I would ever be too big to not want to go somewhere by myself. And I mean, ever want to be like, feel like I can't go somewhere by myself.
And you might still be able to go somewhere by yourself, but your security might be 5 feet away. Like, you know, just make it feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah, but now I actually want to be by myself. I'll send y'all my location, but I like to.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how, if you think of like how Michael Jackson was, like, he wanted to do the simple stuff because he couldn't go there. Like,
he used to dress up in disguises so that he could like leave and like have a regular day. Like, he would be fully disguised.
I know Jay-Z and Beyonce said they used to have code names. Like, they used to have little code names that they use. Even Will Smith, he was saying that they used to have code names for when they check in the hotels so that people didn't know who they were, who was checking in. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when you go into the level of celebrity that they are in,
that's annoying.
You have to sacrifice something, right? Yeah. So you're sacrificing the level of, to not be a regular person, you have to sacrifice regular people stuff, which is unfortunate, but some of the regular people stuff, like going to the grocery store and buying groceries yourself, like Drake can't do that right now. Or like Rihanna can't. I think I just saw something that they said Rihanna was in Target, and it's like, imagine walking into a Target and it's like, oh, Rihanna, everybody's gonna stop what they're doing, and it's like, you're just trying to go in, and then like you're at risk for whatever reason. You don't know who's gonna try you, whatever.
Just trying to get some chickpeas.
Give some chickpeas. But it's just, you sacrifice. So when you sign up for this job, you sacrifice this. And that's like, just,
yo, everybody, I come in love, I come in peace.
But not everybody else comes in love.
So if you come around my vicinity, if you see that I'm somewhere, make sure you bring all the love and peace with you, because that's how we moving. I went to
the announcement to everybody is hilarious.
This is like many commercials inside our podcast.
But Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I think mental health should be a priority. I think, again, keeping some stuff for yourself should be a priority. Do I think it always is, or do I think we prioritize it here in America? Mm-mm. Nah, I think it's, yeah, hey, yo, get your money.
We don't even prioritize sleep or eating.
Yeah. I make sure I eat now. I got to.
But like
skin and bones. Bones. I got to eat. Get your waiter. That's
it. But yeah, I mean, I feel like not only in like celebrity status or whatever, but I feel like just in regular households, we should, wow. But I feel like regular like households, like everyday life, just for like normal lifestyles as well as like celebrity or famous or rich people lifestyles, we should normalize getting the mental health that we need and not erasing the stigma, but also not making people feel bad for seeking the help that they feel that they need. Like, I think that's important.
It's cool to be whole, people.
It is.
You know, it's cool to be whole.
It's definitely cool to be whole.
Not trying to be walking around here like a ghost in a shell. That's not, you know, right. Or half a person. It's cool.
You could be whole by yourself, too. So, also, don't think that you being in a relationship is all the mental health.
But you have to be whole. You're supposed to be whole before you even before you're in a real relationship. You should be whole
before it could really be serious.
You should be,
but some people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
And
yeah.
I mean, so if they are, because there's some cases where even though you're not whole, like, you can still become whole by yourself while you're in the relationship, but your partner has to.
Y'all gotta be on the same page
as far as that goes. But that's something totally different. I mean, yeah, just be whole. Be whole and be happy.
Holy and happy.
Not holy, but like whole. You know what I'm saying?
Holy happy.
Not full of holes, but you know.
W H O L for those who like spelling. But yeah. In conclusion, we don't know, guys. We talked about a lot. But y'all got anything else y'all want to add to the beginning of the conversation, to the end of the conversation? We touched on a lot.
I'm good. Wrap it up then.
Nah, I'm all right.
All right. Well, in conclusion, seek the mental health help that you need. And also
physical health, mental health,
all of the help.
Peace.
Just be peace healthy. And love. You know, work towards peace and health love. And peace. And also, like, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And, you know, don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
That might come before health and peace.
Yeah, I would do that. I would definitely do that first. Like, share, then and subscribe.
Go,
and
then go check on your mental
that's
health.
That's the easiest thing
you
to do.
All you gotta do is click a button. You ain't even gotta, you know.
Right, you right here.
You don't even gotta research. Nothing.
Nothing. Like,
you know, they said to do it, so.
Just go ahead. We wouldn't steal your arm. We might, but in this episode, we are not steering you wrong. But thank y'all for joining us for another episode. We will see y'all next time. And yeah,
bye.